Praise Jesus, brethren. How have you been in the name of our Master Jesus? And how is your lives? Greet for me, your neighbor. Thank them for diligently coming for the fellowship of the holy priesthood.
And they
have been faithful in this gathering to come in our parliament. We give God the glory who has made us able to always come all the time to continue to know him. I see at least there is a generation which wants to know God. But God says no one understands and no one seeks God. Praise Jesus. That generation, God never delights in it at all. For it's a generation where no one understands. After not understanding, they don't even will to seek and understand him. But when he looks at his generation, he can speak as he spoke in Job. Have you seen of my servant? We see at least there is. And we are beginning to have a way we can cause God to delight within us. Have you seen my children of Uganda? The ones who have my knowledge. Praise Jesus. We see at least that this time we're going to give God happiness.
And
he may understand that he is worthy to be called the Father. Praise Jesus. And he doesn't get afraid to call us his children. As we continue to know him. And to bring total jealousy to the devil. You know, the devil doesn't want us to know our Father. You want to see the Father of deceptions to be known so much. That is why deception is moving on spreading. But truth is not known so much. And people rarely have time for it. But they will see that truth. They see Christ. They see the narrow path. Praise Jesus. And we pass through it and we enter. And we reach the Father. Amen. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Bosa, we
are
proceeding on to move with the journey of heaven, which we've moved through the Bible for 7 years, from 2005 on to 2011, in the different ways, or in different portions, or in different series or parts of the visions, of the dreams, of the trance, the azotas, the urim, the thummim. All those are spiritual types of transport which we first studied of. Praise Jesus so much. And this journey, it began from planet Earth where we are, and we stretched out so other 9 planets to have the total of 10 planets in the space. Praise Jesus so much. And we stretched out to see the kingdom of the stars, which are very, very numerous. But the Father, the living God, together with his word, the Lord Jesus, and his Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, they know the number of all the stars,
and
even the name of each star. We read that usually in Psalms 147, from verse 4. Praise Jesus. We left there and we saw hell, the prison of God, the bottomless pit, where he imprisons all rebellious spirits. Praise Jesus. And we saw the angels walking down there, angel Abaddon, together with the angel of death. The angel of death and hell and their group, they were responsible of hell, the prison of God, the bottomless pit, and all the punishments which happened down there. We saw all that. And we went to see principalities right now who are being led by Jezebel after the imprisonment of the devil in the bottomless pit, together with the majority of the fallen angels. And the ones who remained, we see that authority handed over to Jezebel. And even the fallen angels, they are known as evil spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And this war, it was put in the hands of the church to cause the binding of the demons which remained. For we say that whatever we bind on earth, even in heaven it will be bound. Angels are ready to help us in that mission as we stand in the word of God. We left there and saw the way how heaven is circular. Praise Jesus. And we understood it. But heaven is not only up where you see it, but it is circular as you see it in the image. It means even down it is there. These planets are in space within this heaven. And the stars too are within the space of the heaven. And even the stars are not only up there, even under us they are there. When you stretch out of planet Earth, you see other stars down us. That is why even though the world rotates, wherever you look, you can see the stars. Praise Jesus. Now all that is found in the circular shape of the heaven. That is what we saw the day of yesterday. The way we saw the hardness of the heaven. And heaven is very hard. Even though it looks like a glass. And it changes different colors. In the day it may appear as blue. And in the night it appears as if it has small stars within it. It can change colors according to the Holy Spirit. We saw the door of heaven. The questions on the door of heaven. How the door speaks. The question you are asked on the door of heaven, like your name or the spiritual name, that is your spiritual gift, two or three, even the fruits of them. Praise Jesus. The harvests. We saw the blood of Jesus on the door of heaven. Praise Jesus. We are told without blood and salvation, there is no passing through the door of heaven. After the passwords which we are making people access the door, we are changed. Praise Jesus. And right now we are heading to see how these codes we are changed. From the beginning of the creations of heaven and earth, every angel who was in heaven, reaching the birth of Christ on earth and going back to heaven, every angel who was in heaven had a code or a password which could cause them access the door of heaven. But from after the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus up to today, the password was changed. Right now it is one: righteousness and salvation. Praise Jesus. Are you righteous? That's why they have said in Romans, Romans chapter 10, verse 9, on to 11, that a man believes with his heart to be given righteousness, and confess with their mouth to be saved. Praise Jesus. That first password is what we have been having right now for 2017 years. That's why when Christ reached the door of heaven, in Isaiah 63, he spoke of these words. We've gone to Isaiah 63. The password he put within it,
which
changed the all things. Let's hear of it. Then we shall go back a little and see. And
to
see what passwords were they using before to access this door.
Thank you.
Isaiah 63 from verse 1.
Ani ono ava mu Edom ngalina ebyambalo ebinyike mu ddagala ngava e Bozula. Ono alina engoye ez'ekitiibwa ngatambuza amaanyi g'amangi. Nzayogera obutuukirivu w'amaanyi okulokola.
You heard what he spoke.
Nzayogera obutuukirivu.
I who speaks righteousness.
W'amaanyi okulokola.
Mighty to save.
Yeyatula password.
You confess that password.
Wani.
Who are you?
Aze ku mulyango gwe.
He's come on the door of heaven.
Yo twabirabye.
Yesterday we saw all this.
Bwe twabadde tulaba mu Zaburi ya
24. And they told the gate to open for the King of Kings.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kuyingira.
To enter. But when he reached these gates, the gate of heaven, he spoke with it. Give us a password to make you pass here. Praise Jesus. And he said, I who speak righteousness, mighty to save. And that password is what is put upon our mouth. Praise Jesus. When he goes to Romans 10, he reveals to Apostle Paul
the
password which was put upon the door of heaven. He spoke like this. Romans 10 from verse 9.
Abalumi esula ya 10 n'oluyiri lwa 9. Kubanga bwe yatula Yesu nga ye Mukama n'akamwako n'okkiriza mu mutima gwo nti Katonda yamuzuukiza mu bafu olirokoka. Kubanga omuntu akkiriza na mutima gwe okuweebwa obutuukirivu.
You believe the heart
password,
and you give the other password which will make you pass its righteousness.
Anti era ayatula n'akamwake okulokoka.
And your mouth has to confess to be saved. These two passwords, they were confessed on the door of heaven. And they are the ones within it. If you refuse to believe with your heart, to be given it. Remember believing and
faith.
Romans 10:17. It comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. Everything else you will call faith, it will not be the password. It will never make you pass there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now this password, it's there up to today. Righteousness and salvation. That is why you're told when you come into salvation, you believe with your heart,
password,
and you're given the first password.
Password,
the second password, confess with your mouth to be saved. Now you make you pass. Now the rest work for your salvation, that you may not mess up the password you've gotten, not to corrupt it. For then, even though someone is going to sit exams, they may perhaps have registered and done everything, even the card to sit exams where they have acquired it, at the last moment, and they abuse the headmasters of the school and the directors. What happens? Do they sit the exams or not? You have ended right there. That is why he told us in Ezekiel 18, when the righteous who trusts his own righteousness, and you trust the password that you were given it, you confessed. You will face a serious problem, friend. Yes. Perhaps you got the password.
But
when you trust it and take things for granted, the man will blot it away as if he never gave it to you.
I don't
you understand me how.
But
all this is on the door of heaven.
Never
trust this password.
But
you confess salvation, it is done. That you believe that you finished. The password is given you.
But
other qualities you need to pass the door of heaven. You have other works to do within this password. And he speaks somewhere and he says that hold on to the confession you confessed in many witnesses. Praise Jesus. We see it in Hebrews.
Hold
on to the good confession you confessed in the many witnesses. Now that confession, it is very important. And you have to hold on it. But how do you hold on it? You have to continue within the word of God. Praise Jesus. Now these passwords, the two, and the first one is righteousness, the second is salvation. Praise Jesus. The Lord Jesus himself is the one who put them. When he spoke them, they entered within this door. Remember, he is the way, the truth, and the life. Wherever you pass to proceed to reach him, you pass within him. And Hebrews adds and says that he put a living way which passes his body, which is himself. That is why the door is living. It speaks. It is called the living way, which passes within himself. Praise Jesus. For we know what we stand in heaven and earth, they are within him. Now this way is living, and even the password is the one who put it within it. But when you've gotten it, you keep it. For righteousness is kept by doing things which are righteous. Praise Jesus. That is why Hebrews 10, he tells you like this. Hebrews 10 from verse 34.
Kubanga mwasasira abasibe era mwagubinkiriza n'essanyu okunyagibwako ebintu byammwe nga mutegeeranga mulina mweka ebintu ebisinga obulungi era ebyolubeerera. Kale temusuulanga bugumu bwammwe obuliko empeera ennene. Kubanga mwetaaga okugumiikiriza bwe mulimala okukola Katonda by'ayagala mulyoke muweebwe ekyasuubizibwa.
Praise Jesus.
What was promised is ahead. After we strengthen the good confession we confess, and we pass through the living way. Let's get back to verse 20.
Tuli mu Bebulaniya 10 olunye lwa 2. Mu kkubo lyatukubira erijja eddamu eriyita mu jjiji gwe mubiri gwe. Era bwe tulina kabona omunene afuga ennyumba ya Katonda, tusemberenga n'omwoyo ogw'amazima olw'okukkiriza okutuukiridde, emitima gyaffe nga gimansirwako okuggyamu omwoyo omubi n'emibiri gyaffe nga ginaazibwa n'amazzi amalungi.
We have that living way.
Ye mwenyini yatukubirawo.
He himself made it for us.
Oba ovudde ku lunyiri luno olw'19.
When you get from verse 19.
Agamba nti era nga bwe tulina obugumu
abooluganda. We have confidence, brethren.
Tusobola okuyingira mu kifo ekitukuvu.
We can enter the holy place. By the blood of our Master Jesus.
Nga tuyita mu kkubo eddamu.
Through the living way, which he made for us, which passes within his body. Now where the problem came from, this living way, it passes his body. We never thought of it, and we don't know it's the gate of heaven. We don't know where he's living. And all along we thought, perhaps it can be a gate like of our buildings. Maybe it even needs an angel to watch over it. But it is called the living way. It even speaks
Yes,
praise Jesus. The one who put him with the password we have been speaking of, righteousness and salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
all generations of BC, which have spoken of and I said that every angel had their own password, which could make them access this door. But ever since Jesus died and rose again, and he went reach the door of heaven, he changed this password. And he put a living way. And we first cleanse ourselves, and we get worthy to pass through that door. Praise Jesus. Now that is the door of heaven, and the password new which is within it. And never trust the righteousness we get by faith, but just hold on it, and you continue righteousness to righteousness, and you work out for the salvation. Praise Jesus. If you will trust your righteousness, as long as they give me the password, I am going to pass through there. I gave you an example. Even the one who sits exams, as for example senior six, and he registered, did everything required. Now at the end of the day, they abused the headmaster. Do they sit the exams or not? And if they are to sit the exams, they pay a penalty. How much? You think of that. That is why he said in Ezekiel 18. Let's go right there.
Ezekiel 18
from verse 4.
Laba, ememe zonna zange, ngememe ya kitaawe, nememe y'omwana, bwetyo yange. Ememe ekola ekibi yerifa. Naye omuntu bwaba omutuukirivu n'akola ebyalagirwa eby'ensonga, songa taliridde ku nsozi, songa tayimusizza maaso ge eri ebifaananyi eby'ennyumba ya Isirayiri, songa tayonoonye mukazi wa munne, songa tasemberedde mukazi mu biro eby'okweyawula kwe, songa talyazaamaanyizza muntu yenna, naye eyaddizanga omwewoze omusingo gwe, songa tanyaze muntu yenna lw'amaanyi, era eyawanga omuyala emmere ye n'abikkanga oyo ali obwereere n'ekyambalo, ataawolanga lw'amagoba so atakkirizanga kusukkirira byonna. Olinnya lw'abiri Ezekiel 18. Emmeeme eyonoona yerifa. Omwana talibaako butali butuukirivu bwa kitaawe, so ne kitaawe talibaako butali butuukirivu bwa mwana we. Obutuukirivu bw'omutuukirivu buliba ku ye, n'obubi obw'omubi buliba ku ye. Naye omubi bw'akyukanga okuleka ebibi bye byonna bye yakola, n'akwata amateeka gange gonna, n'akola ebyalagibwa eby'ensonga, talirema kuba mulamu, talifa. Tewaliba ku byonoono bye byayonoona ebirijjukirwa ku ye. Alibeera omulamu mu butuukirivu bwe ye bwe yakola. Nina essanyu lyensanyukira okufa kw'omubi?
Kibuuzo.
It's a question.
Bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda. Naye saagala bwagazi akomewo okuva mu kkubo lye abeere omulamu. Naye omutuukirivu bw'akyukanga okuleka obutuukirivu bwe n'akola ebitali bya butuukirivu, n'akola ng'emizizo gyonna bwe giri, omuntu omubi gy'akola aliba mulamu?
Ekibuuzo kyabuuza kiri bwe.
The question it asks is this.
Ayina essanyu lyasanyukira omuntu omubi nga
azikirira? Does he have any joy when the evil die within evil?
N'agamba nedda.
And he says no.
Naye n'agamba.
But he says.
Bw'ate omutuukirivu bwesiga password yeyo.
The righteous person trusts the righteousness.
N'agamba ffe tukoze obutuukirivu bwe.
We've worked righteousness for a long time.
Era buno butumala bumaze okuyitawo.
Just enough for us to pass the door of heaven. For they say the password there is salvation and righteousness. And the first confess salvation, I will pass the door.
He
begins to do what they want. Will they live? That is what he has asked you. The child
is going to sit
exams of three and six. Everything has been done.
And
the they have abused the director of the school and the teachers. Can they sit those exams? Now he has asked the one who has their righteousness, will they leave after if they do evil?
Ezekiel 18:24.
Tewaliba ku bikolwa bye eby'obutuukirivu bye yakola ebirijjukirwa.
Mu kyonoono kye kyayonoonye ne mu kibi kye kyakoze mu ebyo mwalifiira.
Emyaka 99.
99 years you've been working righteousness in the last year and you do a lot of evil.
Dada.
God never remembers the righteousness of 99 years. Do you know why? Even though it would have been 999 years and you're working righteousness 999 years, you're remaining with 1 year to have 1,000 years. In that 1 year, when you do evil, God is going to see that you've been an evil person all day. Do you know why? One day before his eyes, it's like 1,000 years.
Righteous,
when an evil changes and they abandon evil, the Lord sees them 1,000 years they have been righteous and he never remembers anything they have ever done. 1,000 years this my person has been righteous. Now, you too trust your righteousness and you sin.
This is
a 1,000 years you've been calling him, you are a robber, you are a sinner, an evil one. That's why he's told you that 1 year, one day before him, is like 1,000 years. Even 1,000 years, it's like 1 day. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 8 unto 10. Be very careful.
The
password on the door of heaven. Righteousness. Salvation. You believe them with your heart. Others say, I never believed so much, but I got saved. The one is what comes first before the other. You first believe. That is the first password. And you confess salvation after. And now you begin to work out what you confessed. That's why the Bible says in Philippians, work out your salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus that you have confessed it, but now work for it and keep it. After marrying a woman, you just abandon her there. Or when you give birth to children, you say, it is done, I have finished to give birth now, let me rest. Is it that?
Brother,
did you just leave the wife there? Others are free to take after, since you've married already. Or when you give birth, you abandon others to the care of them. Is that a salvation? And that is righteousness. We get it, but we take care of it. And we keep it. We treat it. Not to be attacked by evil. Praise Jesus. And they shouldn't confuse you that you confessed it's done. You're still working for that salvation. Now, when you married a woman and you never bought ointments home because you bought her with
the
she'll end up looking very funny. Even salvation is like that. We get it, we take care of it. We watch over it, lest that it is taken away from us. That is the password. We get it, for you believe with your heart. We get it immediately. But keeping it to the other day when it is complete. That is what it failed us. And many get saved every day. But the password becomes a problem to keep it. To keep righteousness and holiness. And they still remain seeking the kingdom and righteousness. Matthew 6:31. But seek the kingdom of God and righteousness. You keep righteousness, you remain seeking righteousness.
Yes, he was
praise me. Jesus.
So password is
that password, try to keep it.
Let's
move on, read Ezekiel. Here is where we tell him these words.
Ezekiel 18:25. Era naye mwogera nti ekkubo lya Mukama teryenkanankana.
Katonda toli mwenkanya.
Lord, you are not just.
Emyaka 99
years I kept righteousness.
Nyononyemu omwaka.
And I sit on 1 year.
Ungobedde ddala.
You have chased me totally.
Sigera kuita ku myango
yako. I am not going to pass the door of heaven.
Togenda
munangi. You are not going to pass the door.
Kati wano twamuga toli na mwenkanya.
Here we told him you are not just.
Mazime ebyokutuukirivu bwange byenkomye.
My righteousness has been kept. You wiped it away.
Katonda yali ayagaddeko yaliwo mulabye konga akyuse n'akola obutali
bwe. Have you ever seen God changing and working on righteousness?
Yakutegeeza.
He told you.
Sule emutegeeda kuva amazzi ga mirundi
ebiri. That there is not going to be come one, two type, two water tests out of one stream.
Yesu yebaze.
Praise Jesus.
Era nti.
And that.
Temugenda tula ku meza.
You're not going to sit on two tables.
Ya sitani ne ya
Katonda. The devil and of the Lord. It's impossible. In the house of God.
Izote kwegatana ebifana.
How can it join with idols?
Inobyo nabigeza ko kwawo.
All this try to separate you.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Katulabe.
Let's see.
Ezekiel 18:25.
Ezekiel 18:25.
Ina naye mwogera nti ekkubo lya Mukama teryenkanankana. Muwulire nno, aye nyumba ya Isirayiri. Ekkubo lyange siri eryenkanankana. Amakubo gammwe sige gatenkanankana. Omuntu omutuukirivu bw'akyukanga okuleka obutuukirivu bwe n'akola ebitali bya butuukirivu n'afiira omwo mu butali butuukirivu, butali butuukirivu bwe bwakoze mwalifiira. Naye omuntu omubi bw'akyukanga okuleka obubi bwe bwakoze n'akola ebyo ebyalagirwa eby'ensonga, aliwonya emmeeme ye okufa.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Bwachukanga.
When he turns,
tegeza wali wakabanga.
It means there is a moment.
Don't you kakulusemba
yo. Don't have the last moment.
Bwachukanga natandika okukola
bino
bino.
Turns and begins to do A, B, C, D, which I want.
Anti wali wabagalo chuka kulo.
The people want to turn on the other day.
Kuruna kululimbo ngava
mu. On the other day.
Ati bino byagalo okolo byona abikola.
Now these ones want you to do when will you do them?
Kubanga akugambye.
We have told you.
Bwachukanga.
When it turns.
Natandika okukola byayagala.
And it begins to do what he wants.
Mulimu abe we banga. Nzija kutuuka ku nkomero ndaba fenna tuwa.
Butuukirivu. Time that they will change at the end for all of us are given righteousness.
Ekiri ku bwachuka ku nkomero.
It is not upon you change that at the end.
Kubanga bagambye.
For they have said.
Bwachukanga natanula
okukola. If they turn and they begin to do.
Mugwanidde okukola.
What is required of them to do. Of righteousness.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Ewe yibalira ku musajja okumusala.
No, don't try to have an excuse because of the man on the cross.
Kubanga yo mulimo gogo okubulira njiri ne kati akyagubulira.
For he is the work of preaching the gospel up now is preaching it.
Wonabulira wa.
You, where will you preach from?
Kiri munteekateeka ya Mukama.
It's the preparation of God.
Abantu batono nnyo abaluka ku lunaku
olusembayo. A few people get saved at the last moment.
Bane yali ku musalaba.
For even the one on the cross.
Yali challenge ya amaani.
It was a very big challenge.
Yali ne Mukama afe mwenyewe.
He was with the master himself.
Alino mukiririza ku musalaba.
He has to believe him on the cross.
Ndi alino kugenda mu bwakabaka.
He has to go in the kingdom of heaven.
Nasigala ngabulira enjiri n'okutuuka.
And remain preaching the gospel up to today.
Wani kuona abulira enjiri.
You, who will you preach the gospel?
Ani anakuandika.
Who will write within you? That you may preach to others.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now because of that, let's try to keep that password. For if you don't keep it, the other day you even complain and tell God you're not a just God. Me, a person who kept righteousness for all these years,
now,
in this 1 year I've seen, you're taking me to hell. Let's proceed on with it.
Tuli mu Ezekiel essuula ya 18 olunyi lwa 28.
Ezekiel 18:28.
Kubanga alowooza n'akyuka okuleka ebyonono bye byonna byakoze. Talirema kuba mulamu talifa. Era naye ennyumba ya Isirayiri boogera nti ekkubo lya Mukama teryenkanankana. Aye ennyumba ya Isirayiri, amakubo gange si ge genkanankana. Amakubo gammwe si ge gatenkanankana. Kyendiva mbasalira omusango, aye ennyumba ya Isirayiri. Buli muntu ng'amakubo ge bwe gali, bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda. Mukomeewo, mukyuke okuleka ebyonono byammwe byonna. Kale obutali butuukirivu buleme okubazikiriza. Musuule wala nammwe ebyonono byammwe byonna bye mwonoonye. Mwekolere omutima omuggya n'omwoyo omuggya, Kubanga kiki ekibagaza okufa aye nyumba Isirayiri.
We gamba yeka tundaga tuzikirire.
God doesn't want us to get destroyed.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Kale kuma password yeyo.
Now keep that password.
Yoku kiriza.
Of faith.
Na yena ku baada tunyonyoka.
But we are explained.
Ebyogerwa kukukiriza okutufu
wibiri. Give it. Ourselves to the right faith is there.
Bible yetugamba.
Bible tells us.
Romans 10:17.
The right faith.
Uva mukulira.
It comes from hearing.
Ukulira ekigambo cha
Mungu. And hearing the word of God.
Tunachinala chona ito kukiriza.
Everything else you call faith.
Ngatachivude mukulira ekigambo
cha Mungu. It comes from hearing the word of God.
Tojiita ndi waweredwa butukiri.
Never call it that you are given righteousness.
Vango kukiriza okutufu.
For the right faith. It comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. Praise Jesus. And the Lord asks, as the Holy Spirit is within him, he said, but when the Son of Man will come back, will he find faith on the world? We already read in Luke 18, from verse 6 to down. When the Son of Man will get back, will he find faith on us? Why was he looking on it so much? For this faith is what he made a password which introduces us in heaven. Praise Jesus. And this day, when the master's about to come back, the password had ceased to be in the hearts of people and even in their minds. And the word righteousness, it had been put totally aside. And we are seeking things of the world. He told us seek the kingdom of God and righteousness. The rest, I will add them to you. The main thing is this one. Praise Jesus.
Now
you must be seeking a way to keep the right faith. For the Holy Spirit explained 1 Timothy 4 that in the latter days there will be people abandon the faith and they will be following deceiving spirits and the teaching of the demons. It doesn't work on any other profession. And you have headed a journey to go to heaven to pervert you and your head to hell.
Yeah,
on the world is not where you abandon the faith. You mean when you walk and you begin to pervert yourself? The right perversion. It means you've heard the law of heaven. And you get other gospels perverting you to hell. There's nothing like you're turning yourself. It's even see that you're perverting. You may never know that the way you've perverted heading to hell now. That's why the Spirit speaks openly that in the latter days there will be people who abandon the faith and they will be following deceiving spirits and the teaching of the demons. They will be teaching themselves. And they have their gospels just as you see them today. But keeping the right righteousness, you must believe that belief which makes you given the password from hearing and hearing the word of God. And that word, when it has come scripture by scripture, that is Isaiah 28:9-13, that the word of the Lord is command by command, at least two commands, three or four, two scripture, three or four and above. From the different books or different chapters of the different books, you'll be accessing the right faith. But in the same way, in James 2, faith has to be having works and the right works. So you may be reading the word, but the works you do by it are wrong. The right faith, after hearing the word of God, it must be followed with good works. Not studying. And we don't rest with flesh and blood. And you say, now let me hold a gun. I enter faith. I go in the spiritual realm. I begin to shoot them down. The actions are wrong, but the word is right. I think you understand me. We enter nations. umuryango and you put a physical door post and you begin to pass through it and are those are wrong actions.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
James 2, they try to tell you
how shall we be
able to keep the password called righteousness, which is right in the door of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
way we shall move around that word, we have spoken briefly about it. What is beyond that we shall fight when we study the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness, which involves getting born again. When we study the other side, when we study the schemes of the devil. Praise Jesus. Now because of that, this other password, the second one, salvation, that too is watched over. And we work out our salvation. Like it speaks in Philippians. That work out your salvation. This salvation we speak of, it's been on a long time from the foundation of the earth. And the gates of heaven are waited for it so long to see that salvation. Even they who entered heaven, like Abraham and the others, they were using the passwords of the old.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They were always waiting for it. And when the Master reaches the earth, he told the Jews in John chapter
8
that Abraham saw his day and he rejoiced, for he had waited. Salvation was waited for a long time.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's go there.
We're going
to look what concerns salvation. The password in the door of heaven. The second password of righteousness. John 8, verse 50 to down.
Naye nze sinoonya kitiibwa kyange. Waali anoonya era asala omusango. Ddala ddala mbagamba nti omuntu bw'akwata ekigambo kyange taliraba kufa emirembe n'emirembe. Abayudaaya ne bamugamba nti kaakano tutegedde ng'oliko dayimooni. Ibulayimu yafa ne bannabbi. Naawe ogamba nti omuntu bw'akwata ekigambo kyange talirema kufa emirembe n'emirembe. Gwe mukulu okukira jjajjaffe Ibulayimu eyafa ne bannabbi abaafa, weeyitaani? Yesu n'addamu nti, bwe neegulumiza nzekka, okugulumira kwange kuba kwa busa. Angulumiza ye Kitange, mwe gwe mwogerako nti ye Katonda wammwe, so temumutegeeranga, naye nze mmumanyi. Bwe naagamba nti simumanyi, n'afaanana nga mmwe, mulimba naye mmumanyi. Era nkwata ekigambo kye. Ibulayimu jjajjammwe yasanyuka okulaba olunaku lwange. N'alulaba n'asanyuka. Awo Abayudaaya ne bamugamba nti tonnaba kuweza myaka 50. Naye Ibulayimu wamulaba.
Where did you find Abraham?
Kaakati.
Now.
Beyogera mu Luka 16.
What is spoken in Luke 16? Verse 19 unto 25. They thought he never saw of Abraham. Abraham was existing in the kingdom of heaven. For we hear him in Hebrews 11 verse 8 to 16.
He
was seeking for the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, and he knew he was a stranger on earth. He had to get back home. Praise Jesus. Now because of that, this Abraham, they knew the Savior was supposed to come. Now they knew if this password will sit in the door of heaven and they'll put right his salvation. Now whoever gets saved, they'll begin to keep what they know will make them pass that door. Righteousness, salvation, and working for it, I have to hold on it. For there, you believe, but what you keep, the right thing you're keeping, you don't know it. In the Old Testament, if people believe God, but they never knew what are they fighting for. We too, some time back, we were perverted. And what to keep, we don't know it. We don't know whether we have a password we have to watch over, even salvation. We thought maybe it is something. That's what others think. It's a religion. Others think it's a belief. It's not a belief. We are on the passwords we are speaking of the door of heaven. And when they ask you, what is salvation?
Answer them,
it is the password of the door of heaven. You will not pass there when you didn't get saved. And you can see with a teacher. For others have been seeing. Salvation is a group of people who have believed Jesus. It is not like that. Salvation is a real password. It has to make you pass the door of heaven. After you give it the first password, righteousness, you have to believe and confess salvation. Praise Jesus. That is why we're here. Most of the things we handle them carefully. For what you're given is very valuable. And when you touch it like this, we want to appear where the Spirit works with us and works together with us. That we hold on what we get. Praise Jesus. Hold on to the confession you confessed in the many witnesses.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now listen.
Abraham,
they knew of it. Together with the 24 elders, they have found the third heaven. For they knew that the Savior had gone. And John says, the book has refused, no one is going to open it in heaven and earth. One of the elders told him, there is a Lion of Judah. You overcame. And they saw him as if he was slain. And he got out the scroll. These ones knew of it. Abraham was like, if the things they happen, and he's waiting for it, even with colleagues. For he wasn't the only one up there. Right from Abel. And they were waiting for it. Quite that day to come to pass. Our master to go, and the password will change. For the devils that gotten tired of them in the heaven. Because we are so tired of this
colony.
They have gotten tired of the devil and his angels who have fallen. They have gotten tired of him in Jerusalem. And if they change the password, it is done.
But
the angels are no more going to get back and go up. These who have fallen. Some back they used to do that. And the devil comes here and he goes back. And these fallen angels, they go and come.
And if
they help us and they change the password, and it's not that everything you put within it, you pass. Things change right now as it
is.
And heaven says, the entire heaven was filled with joy, and the salvation of our God has now come. But the truth of our brethren has been cast out of here. They were eagerly waiting for that.
And when we
read of the wars of angels, they had gotten tired of the devil. And they waited for one thing. If the password is changed, and they put righteousness in salvation.
But
they just said the salvation of our God has come. Read in Revelation 12 of 7. Andrew 17. They too, God rejoiced and said, the salvation of our God has come and power. They are chosen our brethren, has been cast out, and is fallen angels. There is nothing like their stress in heaven.
And
the person when they change where will pass.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now many things happened, but the word salvation, it's not just begun. And it never came from America. It came from the creation of heavens and earth. And it's the last password to prove that it saves us to get back to the Father. Let's move on with John.
Yohana sura ya 8. n'olunyiriri lwatana mu
John 8 verse 59
kateyo ku lwatana mu mukaaga. Ibulayimu jajjammwe yasanyuka okulaba olunaku lwange n'alulaba n'asanyuka. Abayudaaya ne bamugamba nti tonnaba kuweza myaka 50 naye Ibulayimu wamulaba. Yesu n'abagamba nti ddala ddala mbagamba nti Ibulayimu nga tannaba kuzaalibwa nze nga wendi.
Awo kati ebintu byeyongeddemu
okutabuka.
You
whom have been born in the womb of Mary yesterday. We've seen you in Luke here.
Luke
chapter
1:26.
Now you say, before Abraham existed, you were there. But they had forgotten. Genesis is the one who visited Abraham.
Genesis,
the one who the Lord visited Abraham. That is the one. John 1:14, he clothed the flesh. The word of God.
He
clothed the flesh appeared to us.
Why did you have been?
We couldn't see all this.
Jesus
had a time and he had been offered a long time concerning our salvation. And salvation, tell it to you as a religion, which began by people.
But
salvation which began with God. Praise Jesus. Now I don't know. What religion are you
reading
out there? And I don't know whether your password is Muslim, Islam. I hear Adventist, I hear Catholic, and the rest of the things like that, like the wizards. The door of heaven, you see, the password within it, righteousness, salvation.
There's
nothing like any other password. Not salvation of the mouth. No. Salvation, which comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. And you believe first and you confess. That you should honor God with your lips and with your words, yet there is no understanding. There are people who are in that kind, but in the heart, and what follows their actions, it shows they never got saved totally. This person to be given you salvation,
it
means you cross from the devil and you abandon all his evil works and you begin to work righteousness, to follow the password of righteousness. Praise Jesus. Let's move on here.
John 8:59.
And he said people are mad right now.
John 3:16.
The Father spoke. The Holy Spirit was praying concerning the Father. Together with the Son. He said it like this. John 3:16.
Kubanga Katonda bwe yayagala ensi bw'ati, n'okuwaayo n'awaayo omwana we eyazaalibwa omu yekka, buli muntu yenna amukkiriza aleme okubula. Naye abeere n'obulamu obutaggwaawo. Kubanga Katonda teyatuma mwana we mu nsi okusalira ensi omusango, naye ensi erokokere ku ye. Amukkiriza tegumusinga, atamukkiriza gumaze okumusinga.
This condemnation, we had it. And we committed it in the garden. In Genesis chapter 3. And we are chased out of there.
If
you
want
to prove that you are not condemned, believe and accept Jesus, and you get saved. For it's one thing. Here we are speaking of the password, which is going to cause you to pass the door of heaven. Praise Jesus. For when God loved the world, and he gave him,
don't
say that when he has loved and he is given. When he loved, he did it past this God. Praise Jesus. And even though Jesus had not yet come, the Father had already given him up. Praise Jesus. But the reason was for salvation. Praise Jesus.
That
the blood we did, the condemnation we did, if we believe him, he will not condemn. And he takes that sin away from us. When we refuse, we are condemned. That's why I say whoever believes him is not condemned. Whoever never believes him is condemned. Praise Jesus.
But
this thing of this salvation, why I say when he loved and he gave,
means
this happens at the end back before he was. In the salvation,
Bible speaks
so. Revelation 13:8. We speak of the password of salvation, the door of heaven.
Revelation 13:8.
From
the creation of heaven and earth, he had been offered. And all the Abrahams, all of them were on this sacrifice waiting for it. And they did everything. And they are saying, the blood which cleanses, when will it appear? They had been seen long time when they were cleansed. We are going to be explained of all this. They were counted on this password. For none in the human was given another password, not salvation, nor righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Even angels, it was changed like that. By the blood of Jesus, the password which was caused to make all of us as one. All of us, the holy angels, even us from the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I don't know if you try to understand me. Every creation which remains, we speak of fallen angels, even they from human beings. And they have no righteousness, and they have not accepted salvation. They will never be able to enter within this password. It will not work for them.
You
will create a kill from the creation of the heavens and earth. But the Lord Jesus, he kept it. He decided to appear in the latter days. From the other seasons, when he appeared, in 2017 years, he appeared. But when he was appearing, righteousness, even to the Abrahams who believed him, all the Abels. And the Bible in Hebrews says, verse 11, that Hebrews 11, that by faith Abraham gave a good offering to God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. All of them were believing what? Romans 10:17. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. The word of God. He visited Abraham. The word of God. In John 1:14, he closed flesh and appeared to us. All of them will accept.
He's
the one who has been making them pass the door of heaven. I don't know if I've understood me well.
Believed
his words from the beginning.
And
they believed something else which was in the world. The Lord Jesus Christ. They could not dare pass there. But they
had
calculated the things ahead of them, which will happen. That's why All of them were awaiting.
In
Jerusalem, where we are going to head to see, angels were awaiting the blood of Jesus, salvation, righteousness. Praise Jesus. We too here, we are waiting.
Hebrews 9:24.
Kubanga Kristo teyayingira mu kifo ekitukuvu ekyakolebwa n'emikono, ekyafaanana ng'ekyo ekyamazima, naye mu ggulu mwennyini okulabika kaakano maaso ga Katonda ku lwaffe. So si kwewangayo mirundi mingi, nga kabona asinga obukulu bwayingira mu kifo ekitukuvu buli mwaka n'omusaayi ogutali gugwe. Kubanga kyandimugwanidde okubonaabonanga emirundi emingi
okuva kutondebwa kw'ensi naye kaakano omulundi gumu ku nkomero y'emirembe alabise okugyawo ekibi olw'okwewaayo yennyini
nti yali wakubibwanga
kibooko
okuva ku okutondebwa kw'eggulu
n'ensi
Abeli bwe
yandimukkiriza Genesis 4
nga Yesu agaramira
and Jesus will lie down
and
is torn when faith also comes and believes the second son of Adam the third son he too Jesus will lie down for his sake when Enoch the seventh comes from Adam when he would have come and believes and Jesus is brought back to be beaten he would have been beaten from the beginning of the creation of the world and for the salvation that's why he would have been beaten praise Jesus but beside what I say you believe him of this generation of BC believe me as the word of God after I close the hour they are going to accept me as a son that is John 1:14 that the word clothed flesh and we saw him as a son praise Jesus. Now we all finish up and the sons of BC and AD all of us believe Jesus and the password past the door of heaven is righteousness and salvation. When we speak salvation don't think the one from America.
We
speak of salvation which was prepared by the Father when he loved the world and he gave his one beloved son. He
gave
it from the foundation of the creation of the world and blessed all the beatings and every punishment of hell let them be joined once that they beat me of them in the latter days
and
all these who believe me let them pass successfully. I don't know if you understood me well here.
You
understood the word of salvation? Don't think of it as a story. People get and find us outside.
They
tell us salvation came from America. It's fresh begun. Who tells you? Salvation is a long time. Even when you refuse, never pass the door of heaven. That you hate the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, it is never impossible for
us.
The password of salvation, righteousness of salvation,
it's
moving on to be seriously established. Praise Jesus. Now, because of that, in this salvation, hold and strengthen unto salvation. For if Christ of now was to be beaten, but himself gave himself in the latter days
and
that password was changed by himself the fallen angels they can never pass there for the password righteousness salvation that's why you see angels say this Revelation 12 verse 7
kubikura esula eyekumi n'ebbiri n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu lugamba ne waba olutalo mu ggulu Mikayiri ne bamalayika be nga batabaala okulwana n'ogusota ogusota ne gulwana ne bamalayika baagwo ne batayinza so ne watalabika kifo kyabwe nate mu ggulu ogusota ogunene ne gusuulibwa omusota ogw'edda oguyitibwa omulyolyomi era setaani omulimba w'ensi zonna ne gusuulibwa ku nsi ne bamalayika baagwo ne basuulibwa nagwo ne mpulira eddoboozi ddene mu ggulu nga lyogera nti kaakano obulokozi buzze n'amaanyi g'obwakabaka bwa
katonda
yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Now
salvation has come. What a relief. A person has been
suffering.
They were in total waiting for what concerns angels that they believed they will believe but the evils were among them. Now what surprises most
that
in the generations of BC Even the wrong angels are still in heaven.
They
were surprises.
They thought,
angel who sins that he died and they buried him. And they say we have got rid of the one who has died.
He
never died all years. For they had no flesh and blood like us. Right now we can be saved from someone.
No,
and he said
that
wizard died. Because the spirit is in hell, but we are
saved.
Let's wait for its colleagues and brothers who arise against us. But we've gotten relief from him. But they were always like that. For close to 84,000 years. And he doesn't die, who is doing evil? Can you bear with him? 84,000 years. A person is sinning. But when salvation came, they said, now we have been relieved of these beasts and wolves. They were fighting each other like that. Angel Gabriel tells Daniel, Daniel
9,
we've been in the space where the principalities have captured me. There are these other colleagues of angels who fell. And he said, you will not serve man. We are fighting in heaven. And now you are here. We are going to capture you, no God, some man. And he said, Michael. And he kept to fight those wars in the space. And they left Gabriel to come and deliver a message. Praise Jesus. Problems always like that. That's why salvation today. They see value in it.
And
salvation is not counted only on earth. Even heaven speaks of it. Praise Jesus.
It
doesn't speak of Catholics, not Adventists, not Islam, not any religion in heaven spoken of. I hear Jehovah and Protestants and the rest of them. Many religions. Heaven speaks salvation. Now the salvation of God, it has come upon us. It saved us. Thank you for changing the password. Listen. They began from which word? Revelation 12 verse 10.
That
salvation has now come. And power. And the kingdom of our God. You know, getting a relief, they are now enjoying the entire heaven. There is nothing troubling them in heaven. Now an angel sleeps and nothing troubles him. But they used to awake some past when the evil ones are against them. He has gone to rest, but it doesn't get night. The one who decides to go and rest. But now there is nothing threatening in heaven. Salvation came. And explain you how they overcame. Revelation 12:10.
N'obuyinza bwa Kristo we, kubanga alopa baganda baffe, yasuulibwa abalopa maaso ga Katonda waffe.
He wasn't accusing only us down here. He fed the other angels. For these foreign angels, they used to pass through preaching the other colleagues.
Now
when they make you do an evil thing, and they will come at the gathering of God's people. This one claims he's yours, but we were with him yesterday. The saints. That is what they did even to human beings. When they were contending with Zachariah. In Zachariah chapter 3.
And
Satan is still right there. He's quarreling that Zachariah is this for the garments he puts on a dirty. The spiritual garments, all of them are mine, dirty. He's put on unrighteousness. Even evil works is mine. That's how it all be moved. But right now the rich man said, that command, he has been the one I'm choosing He's then making people do evil. After he chooses that he is. We were with him drinking alcohol. That's why he speaks. He is the one who draws you. You drink a little. There's no problem. How early in the morning? He's the one who said this one drunk. He makes it work evil. And after he speaks it out. Let's proceed on. Revelation 12, verse 11.
Nabo baamuwangula olw'omusaayi gw'omwana gw'endiga.
Nti bamalayika.
That the angels.
Nabo okuwangula kwabwe.
They are victory.
Musaayi gwa Yesu.
They use the blood of Jesus.
Obulokozi.
For salvation.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Baali balindiridde ekyo.
They had awaited for that.
Era baajulira nnyo.
And they testified so much.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
In the word of God.
Katuyongereyo buli.
Let's proceed on here. Revelation 12:11.
Nabo baamuwangula olw'omusaayi gw'omwana gw'endiga. N'olw'ekigambo ky'okutegeeza kwabwe.
They were there preaching the gospel. But the others never changed. They changed them who they could change. But to change the generation of Daniel,
they were changed, were few.
The remaining were still insisting on evil. For Daniel 7, it shows there are 100 trillion angels. And although you see in Revelation 5:11, they were bowing to God. Now to the generation of Daniel,
the
ghost was no more working, but God corrupted. The saints were saints in heaven. I'm still pointing where we're going. Jerusalem city. Here we end of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I show you what happened there. They used to pass where to come here. These angels. Up to now where they passed.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now what happened is this. That the gospel was preached in heaven. Reaching the generation of Daniel. And angels were changed. All of them came for the fellowship. And they said, these are the only holy ones serving God. These ones, the others have refused. And that's how the number was winded up. As we get to Revelation 5, 11, and they are counting them, and it was the same number in Daniel. The others refused, we shall not change. The Bible says, Hebrews 1, that when they brought the firstborn on the world, and they told the angels to worship him, the 100 trillion, they bowed and worshipped him. The others refused. That's why the Bible says, that even then, the others could come past, and we shall separate who serves God and who never serves him. At the end of it all, and the evil will be more evil, even the righteous to do more righteousness. We shall reach the moment, and they will hear the gospel of truth to them. And they will decide the deception. They too will be existing. Praise Jesus. But this was first happened in heaven. The word was preached. The
others,
the holy ones continue to preach. You may think the gospel has first been preached on earth. The gospel was in Jerusalem city. And they preached to their fellow angels. They men, they shouldn't call you. The man Jesus is coming back. And the others say we are going to beat him as soon as he arrives. Now there was a serious decision right there, which you shall see when we study Jerusalem of heaven. Deciding to accept that when the man comes, they are not going to beat him. They cannot be able to stand him. For that moment, you get this thought that men can beat him. How come they are beating him on earth? For on the earth you will see what was happening on him. That the words of his offspring, no one will remember. But reading Isaiah 53, he destroyed him, even the offspring we have done. The man got from there when he's living. And he ascended, and things are good while he's coming. We shall be seeing beyond that. But what we wanted to make you know, what is on the door of heaven,
password,
the password,
which was
changed right now for 2017 years, righteousness and salvation,
it's
to be handled with serious carefulness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, because of that, recapping back a little, from before Christ was born on earth, which we call the BC, the way they used to move was like this. Every angel had his own password. Even the devil those days, he had his own.
Job.
Job chapter 1 verse 6.
Yakobo esu Yobu esule soka ulinyo lomukaga. Auna kurwali lumu abaana ba Katonda ne bajja okukiika mu maaso ga Mukama. Ne Sitaani naye najjira mu bo.
Where do they come for meeting?
Ojasoma Bibulaniya
12:22. The gathering of the angels.
Jerusalem
of heaven.
That ne Sitaani,
even the devil,
yali tayari mukunga.
He was right within the fellowship.
Mu masekati ge kibuga.
In the midst of the city.
Atuli mu Yobu esula esooka olunyiri lwa musanvu.
Job chapter 1 verse 7.
Mukama n'agamba Setaani nti ovaawa. Awo Setaani n'addamu Mukama n'ayogera nti nva kuddingana mu nsi n'okutambulatambula omwo eruyi n'eruyi. Mukama n'agamba Setaani nti olowoosesa ku muddu wange Yobu.
Kati owulira ndowooza bye yali ayogera.
Now you hear what he was saying.
Katonda ayinza okubuuza ovanga yakulagidde.
Can God ask you where you coming from when he commanded you to go there? These ones had a password. You go and you get out of Jerusalem to earth from the Jerusalem city. And you move whatever you want, and after you come back. And the devil tells God, I'm from moving up and down the world. Can you refuse me to pass the door of heaven? But God is very patient.
Enough.
They will change the password.
For
the moment that there was no more any place of them in heaven, they changed the password of the door of heaven, and there was no place for them in heaven. When they removed all their cords, heaven was rearranged. Jesus says, I've gone to prepare places. Places are there. He had to rearrange the house. All the cords were removed. And only righteousness was to work.
Atulimu Yobu esula esoka. Noli njiri wa munana.
Job chapter 1 verse 8.
Mukama nagamba Setaani nti, olowooza sa ku muddu wange Yobu. Kubanga tewali amufaanana mu nsi, omusajja eyatuukirira era ow'amazima. Atya Katonda ne yeewala obubi.
Katugende mu ssula ey'okubiri.
Let's get to Job chapter 2.
Onyo olusooka.
From verse 1.
Yobu essula yakubiri n'olunyo olusooka. Awo nate olunaku lwali lumu, abaana ba Katonda ne bajja okukiika mu maaso ga Mukama. Ne Setaani naye n'ajjira mu bo okukiika mu maaso ga Mukama. Mukama n'agamba Setaani nti ovaawa. Sitaani n'addamu Mukama n'ayogera nti, mpa kuddingana mu nsi n'okutambulatambula omwo wano na wali.
Owulidde bye yakolanga.
You heard what he used to do?
Yagendanga.
He used to go
n'olukumbawo.
And he goes back home.
Mumubuulizeyo gye yabadde.
And he asks him where he has been.
Ate bino by'olaba.
And this you see.
Yatandika bikola mu lubereberye sura ya
Kona. He began to do it in Genesis 4.
Bwe yajja okulumba Kaini.
When he came to attack Cain.
Gye yatandikire.
That's where he began it from.
And
he's attacking where a man was cast in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In Genesis 6, a big group of fallen angels, they were joined on him. They too had begun to come on earth. Let us read it there. Genesis 6.
Here,
I'm trying to show you what. That in BC, before the birth of Christ on earth,
every
angel in heaven had a password to pass the door of heaven. Remember when they were creating them, they had no sin within them.
So
each one was given as a child in the home that they can go and come. And they were not moving without commands, without asking the Father, that should we go and serve in the world? For we just ask it. In heaven, an angel cannot wake up if they want to come here. If they would have been here all days. But they walk by the commands of God. For it is command by command. And they know it, they captured that. They don't just get out of the compound of their father and they move the way they want. Now, password is right, isn't
it?
And if you go when they never commanded you, not righteous.
It
can never happen. It's not there.
But
they were there, they are righteous. They cannot even come in any mentality which is evil. But they were washed with every form of evil never to come in them by the blood of Jesus. Let's proceed on. Genesis chapter 6 from verse 1.
Awo abantu bwe basooka okweyongera ku nsi ne bazaala abaana ab'obuwala. Abaana ba Katonda ne balaba abawala b'abantu nga balungi. Ne bawasanga abakazi mu bo be baalonda. Mukama n'ayogera nti, omwoyo gwange teguwakanenga na muntu emirembe n'emirembe. Kubanga naye gwe mubiri.
Heard clear what happened? The sons of God, who are known as the angels, in those days, when the devil entered sin within them, those fallen angels, they began to pass the door of heaven and they come on earth, and they made bodies for themselves, and they got daughters in human beings, and they began to give birth.
Yet
in the commands of angels, there is nothing like giving birth. According to Mark 12, 25-27, that when we shall raise again, we shall be like angels in heaven. There is nothing like getting married, or there is nothing like marrying. For they have not that of marrying and getting married. When they reach here, they make a boy for themselves. Praise Jesus. And they can be able to marry. This happened on them on the past season. What surprises most? When the floods happened on earth, angels are not beaten by floods. They just ran out of planet earth and went back to heaven. They ran back and they got the spirits of all the generations
and
cast them in hell when the others have run back to heaven. You remember it clear in 1 Peter chapter 3:17-21, the generation of Noah, all of them except 8 people, no one is household. The rest were cast in the prison of God. But these who were making them do evil, when they saw the floods, they ran on the door of heaven and they entered Jerusalem city back. They left a human being down here in problems. The water is strangling them and they are running up back. And they are back to heaven. When they saw the floods are finished, they came back. Genesis 11.
And they said,
this time let's build a tower to take these people up. For last time we saw our people were killed. This time we have no way to deceive them. Last time we went from there, let us deceive them in another way. Let's view the tower, take them to heaven. When the towers come, the floods come, we shall go up with them. Do you see? That's why the password has to change. For why it's reached. We're not going to be building a tower. They were
going
to try to build rockets which are powerful. Then they
will
go knock the door of heaven. So they have worked with scientists on earth. They are manufacturing things. They are disturbed by madness. But the problem is, heaven is very hard. The password was changed. It's far. They are still failing to get technology to get a rocket to reach the door of heaven. They were determined that those days in Genesis 11. And determined, God said, these people, what they are determined to do, they are going to do it. God knew they are not alone. They had fallen angels in them. This one to see within the space. And they have found them, they have come even on earth. And we saw men were green. I hear they have big, big heads. The Paul Mulos. That's where they have both within the space they have met them.
And he said
the tower, the man may fall in the
tower.
We cannot build a tower again.
Let's
now build shooters, rockets.
Then
he can be able to reach that technology to shoot that door of his, the door of heaven. But it's failed. And he told them, he spoke with Jezebel and told him in Isaiah. Let us read there and you hear. He told them what their planning is not going to work. You may think
of how
that is how it was. And how it is even now. Up to now they are insisting on.
There are
rockets you have not even seen here. And they are invisible. You cannot detect them even in the space they are there. You cannot see them. You can't see it. But it is there. They have tried everything. But it's hard. A rocket to run and pass the star and to run to reach the heaven, it is far. And the other, when we started at heaven, the gate was made with very hard. We saw of the iron, the bars of the door of heaven, the middle of it, and it's very hard.
God
is a very wise man. He already worked out his works. By the time you arise to work, he never gets threatened. For we say, our God, the youth get weakened. Even the old
sisters
run, but he's never weakened.
Isaiah, Anamusamu,
Isaiah 47 from verse 12.
Isaiah Sulayana Musavu Nori Nyiro Kumina Biri. Yimirira nno n'obusawo bwo n'obulogo bwo. Obwayinga obungi. Obwakutengeza okuva mu buto bwo. Obanga mpozzi oliyinza okugasa.
You can prevail.
You can prevail.
Obanga mpozzi oliyinza okusobola. Abateesa naawe. Bayinga obungi okuku. Abateesa naawe abayinga obungi bakukoyezza.
Bali obateesa kwetomanya.
They are reasoning.
Ne wano ku nsi wenyini.
Even on earth.
Mulira simanyi
Illuminati baatudde. Illuminati they sat.
Simanyi Bohemian
group. Bohemian group, those funny groups.
Simanyi amanya gaabwe
nago gali ya. Their names too are very funny.
Simanyi kye bakola.
What I know is what they do. And they do it with who?
Bakikola ne bamalayika
abaana. They do it with the fallen angels.
Bazimbye underground.
Built underground.
Russia.
In Russia.
China.
America.
Ungereza.
England.
Underground.
Underground their weapons. But mostly is within the ocean. Others are in the kingdom of the stars. But they are still
building
mighty big rockets. They are expecting.
If he
fails to reach the door of heaven,
they
wait when he comes on the door of heaven. When he's going to come back the second time. And they shoot him up. Madness is on these people. But the problem is,
with
all the stars in the space, all of them God made them as their weapons. But it's not the gospel we are on.
Yes,
praise Jesus. All these ones, join them in the journey of heaven.
When we reach the door
of heaven, why are there many things there? They are considered so much. That's where they pass. When you pass and you reach there, you're saved.
Tuli mu Isaya sura ya 7 olunyiro 13. Abateesa naawe, abayinga obungi bakukoyezza, abalaguza eggulu, abalengera emmunyeenye.
Mulimu abalaguza eggulu.
They are there who are stargazers.
Babeera ku ggulu okwo nga batunula.
Mulimu abeetegereza emmunyeenye. They are looking on the stars all the time.
Banasa.
The Nassars.
Muchi group we.
They are in that group, most of them.
Ekyaba Jezebel.
The Jezebel group.
Bali bamugamba kakati.
They are there seeing now.
Waliwo ekiyinja ekijja
kiwukudde rock which is coming.
Ebyo ebiyinja bibaddemu okubala
batonde. Those rocks have been there all from the creation of the earth and heavens.
Kubabo yakabizula.
They have just discovered them.
Bibaddemu nga bizula.
They have been there.
Era katonda achimente wali bi.
God knows it's not rock which can shoot ground.
Muntu wapi ninyo bwasigala ku yali atonda.
Small things which remain when it was created.
Wafika fika.
Which remained.
Nga bwona abumbe bumbe elimu nga tayina
mu. As you more than some. Portal has no use and you leave it there. They go look at the stars and they say a rock is there. He's going to shoot the earth. It passes and goes. We as the church should be in fear. For we know all that now.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the truth is this. Most of the stargazers and the stars in the moon, they are the Nassars and the different groups in Japan,
China,
England, all of them are involved. Most of them are within the devil doing those things. Praise Jesus. Few of them know that God is there among the scientists.
And
they want so much to blame. When they discover that this thing is beyond us, they don't want to admit that God is there. For they have their masters. Praise Jesus. They reach a time and they want to run from the devil. Even when they're going to run, they have not known him. But we advise them. They are not the first to be stargazers. In the time when Jesus was going to be given
birth,
the group of the Nassars was also existing. And the other scientists. According to Matthew 2,
the
wise men who were looking at the stars, they were able to see a big star, a major star out of the
ministers,
and they said, there is a king being given birth to, and they followed him
until
they reached him Christ. The same moment, let them look in the heaven. There is a star of the master is about to come back. I will not show them where it is. But it's on the heaven right now. It is on there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Let
them look clear, they will see it. Let's move on.
Isaiah 47:13. Abalaguza eguru, abalengere munyenye, abalanga emyezi, bayimirire nno, bakulokole.
You've
heard clear
that they
will send rockets every month.
Yes,
praise Jesus. All them have said, turn and see whether they are Jezebel and his fallen angels. But it will not be possible.
For
down there they tell them this.
Isaiah 47:14. Baliba ng'ebisusunku omuliro guli byokya. Tebalyewonya mu buyinza bw'omuliro. Teguliba lyanda lya kwota.
Tebalisobola kugendako boote.
They will not be able to go and warm on this fire. For we know it.
Yabasubiza mu Peter 2.
He promised them in 2 Peter chapter 3 from verse 10. 15, that the world and its fullness is going to be destroyed with a burning fire, even heavy with a serious melting. I don't know how will they fight. That is called madness. Never join on the devil, all his ways,
for
he has things of which are twisted. Don't waste your time. The politics of this never waste
your time.
When you find the devil within them, when you see the economics full of the devil, never waste your time. The social relations, clans, languages and tongues, when you see the devil within, put them aside. For all on that side, they will never be saved. They in hell, find that there's the devil in there, and you branch off. Praise Jesus. Workers in these groups, workers right now, they are very wild.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, because of that, let's finish this verse.
Isaiah 47:14. Tebaliyewonya mu buyinza bw'omuliro. Teguliba lyanda lyakwota ne wankubadde ekyoto ekyokutuulako. Bwe bityo bwe biriba gy'oli ebyo ebyakutengezanga. Abalagulanga naawe okuva mu buto bwo bali bulubuuta buli muntu ku luuyi lwe ye.
Buli muntu gy'ali mu nsi
gy'abatadde
buli omu ajja kuba adduka kulaba
bw'anaawona.
N'ekigundi kye yaseetinga okuba Mukama
tekirikolatubyogeddeko
bwe tubadde twogera ku password ezedda
bamalayika
bonna ze baalinamu
naye
kankano yakyusibwa
omala
tteekamu
you first put in righteousness and salvation.
The password
that is the password on the door of heaven. And what used to happen as we
hear
in Kings
1 Kings 22:13-down,
and you hear an evil spirit from the Lord, and it went back. Those are the fallen angels, and he comes with his colleagues 400 of them, and they put the mouth of the prophets and they lie after they went back to heaven.
We
remember even in Samuel, an evil spirit came from the Lord. They were fallen angels, but friend, things changed. Right now, the password was changed. Not every angel that has a password.
And
when the Lord aligned the heaven and wanted all of us to become one person, praise Jesus. What is in heaven on earth that he can make them one? And we have one password: righteousness, salvation. Praise Jesus. That's why he says this in Colossians 1:15-20.
Abakolosayi esula esooka n'olunyiriri lwa 15. Oyo kye kifaananyi kya Katonda atalabika, omubereberye w'ebitonde byonna, kubanga mwoyo ebintu byonna mwe byatonderwa mu ggulu ne ku nsi, ebirabika n'ebitalabika, obanga ntebe za bwakabaka oba bwami oba kufuga oba masaza, ebintu byonna byatondebwa ye era ne ku lulwe. Naye ye w'olubereberye mu byonna, era ebintu byonna bibeerawo mu ye.
All things are holding him,
n'ekitundu kya waggulu,
by the rim above,
kyamala okutukuzibwa,
was already cleansed,
okuva mu kibuga Yerusalemu,
from Jerusalem city,
mukulu erisooka,
in the first heaven,
ekuŋŋaanira eddene erya bamalayika,
the gathering of the angels,
watukuzibwa,
it was purified, the heaven with the four living creatures, it's clean, and the third heaven is the garden of God, it's also clean. We are on the rim below, in the last created heaven, the fourth heaven, where there are the stars, omwezi, the moon, enjuba, and the sun,
amagombe,
the hail,
amasaza mu munyenye,
and principalities in the stars,
ensi zine kumi,
these 10 planets,
yafu,
and where the, our planet is. That is the realm we are on now.
Na yenga ya chigamba bwati.
But he told us this,
wadenga byonna biri moye,
even though they are all in
ya yagaramo omuntu,
you want one person out of
fenga
them all, and we are all one.
Abaganye bonofuna password,
they will just to get the one password, righteous is salvation, all of them will be cast in the lake of fire.
Abajewo.
And you get them away.
Abakolosai esula esoka
olinyo lwa 18. Colossians 1:18.
Era oyo gwe mutwe gw'omubiri ye kanisa. Oyo lwe lubereberye omubereberye w'omubafu. Yalyoka abeerenga olubereberye mu byonna. Kubanga kitaffe yasiima okutuukirira kwonna okubeeranga mu ye. N'okutabaganyisa ebintu byonna eri ye yennyini mu ye.
Ebintu byonna.
That all things.
Eri yennyini.
Unto himself.
Okubitabaganyisa.
To reconcile them.
Ebiganye.
Which are refused.
Ayina okubijjawo.
He has to take them away.
Yovola banaffe bennyini.
That's why we ourselves.
Bakolisa ekisooka ttaano.
Ekyokubiri esula
ey'okutaano.
Second Corinthians 5.
Okuva ku 15
mpaka 17.
Twaweebwa ministry ey'okutabaganya obutonde
bwe. A ministry to reconcile these creations.
Ne Katonda.
With God.
Era nga tubeera nga tuli ku lwa Kristo Yesu.
And we are here for Christ Jesus.
Tusaba abantu bonna batabaganye ne Katonda.
We pray all people to reconcile with God.
Tubatabaganya ne Mukama
Yesu. We reconcile them with the Master Jesus.
Asobole okuba password.
That you can give them a password.
Ey'omulyango
ogwo. Of the door of heaven.
Obutukuvu.
Righteousness.
Obutuukirivu. No brokers.
Righteousness and salvation.
Matulimu Colossians 1:20.
Colossians 1:20.
Era n'okutabaganyisa ebintu byonna eri ye yennyini mu ye. Bwe yamala okuleeta emirembe olw'omusaayi gw'omusaalaba gwe. Mu ye okutabaganyisa oba eby'oku nsi oba eby'omu ggulu. Nammwe bwe mwali edda bannaggwanga era abalabe mu kulowooza kwammwe mu bikolwa ebibi. Naye kaakano yabatabaganyisa mu mubiri ogw'ennyama ye olw'okufa okubanjula abatukuvu abataliiko mabala abatanenyezebwa mu maaso ge.
Ayagala ffe n'okutabaganya
okusobola
okufuna password.
Be able to get this one password.
Osobola okutwalibwa bamalayika.
That we can be able to be in the angels.
Mu magaali ge twalabye ejjo.
And that we can be taken with the angels on the wheels. On the horses with wheels.
Nga tetulina buzibu
bwonna. And we have not any problem.
Wabula nga password twagifuna.
The password we got it.
Butuukirivu.
Righteousness.
Era nga bwe bulokozi.
And salvation.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Era tusobola okubalibwa nga Efeso 2 bwe
tugamba. And we can be counted like Ephesians 2 tells us.
Efeso 2.
Ephesians 2.
Abefeso esula eyokubiri
verse 12
n'olunyiriro 12 nga mu biro biri mwali nga muli wala ne Kristo mwali nga muboleddwa mu kika kya Isirayiri era mwali bannaggwanga eri endagaano ez'okusuubiza nga temulina kusuubira nga temulina Katonda mu nsi naye kaakano mu Kristo Yesu mwe abaali ewala edda musembezebwa olw'omusaayi gwa Kristo. Kubanga ye gy'emirembe gyaffe eyafuula byombi ekimu n'amenyawo ekisenge ekya wakati ekyawula.
Twali twawukanidde
mu ddala. We had been separated.
Kubanga bwe baali basooka okwawula.
For when they were separating first.
Yali ataddewo ekisenge bwe baali bakerubi ababiri bano.
A wall, the two cherubim.
Abaggala we kkubo eriddayo.
He shut the door to get back to the garden of God.
Kati bano ba malayika.
Now the angels.
Nafe.
And we down here.
Twali tumaze okwawula.
We had been separated.
And
the wall had shut us.
But
right now we opened that door. And the
door was open.
And
we
reconciled up and down.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's proceed on.
Ephesians 2:15. Bwe yamala okujjawo mu mubiri gwe obulabe. Tawuleeti ey'ebiragiro ebiri mu mateeka alyoka atonde mu ye yennyini abo bombi okubeera omuntu omu omujja.
Omuntu omu nga mupya.
One new person. That's why.
Password baatuwa emu.
Password we were given one. All of us. Righteousness and salvation. Heaven knows that. We who come from earth, we must be knowing that.
It
is the one person you hear speaking of. Now these who surround themselves, those see religions and
ideas,
all those are just confusing us. Heaven has remained one. They want one person. When we are one, one faith, one Lord, one baptism, one Father who passes through all and within all. That's where they want from us. Others say the devil is confusion, that religions are ways which reach you in heaven. After that, you are there and you are all on the door of heaven. Then you mean has other pathways which reach to it, and these are religions, and their pathways to heaven. They say religions are ways which will you heaven. This is deception. There is no path of religion reaching you in heaven. Ephesians 2:15.
Alyoka atonde mu ye yennyini abo bombi okubeera omuntu omu omujja okuleeta emirembe, alyoke atabaganye bombi eri Katonda mu mubiri gumu olw'omusaalaba, bwe yattira obulabe ku gwo n'ajja n'abuulira enjiri ey'emirembe mwe abali ewala.
Nfe twaliko walako,
we were a bit far,
eno ku nsi,
he had planet earth.
N'emirembe abaali okumpi,
even angels,
baliko kumpi kumpi,
they were nearer, more than us. We were far. All of us preached the angels and us down here. The problem in Jerusalem city, they will refuse, were chased out of there. The problem on earth, the one who refuses, it's hell. They will believe. They join them on the one who got clean. And they get you from this war.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But they
are far, it is us human beings. Angels at least we are near.
Perhaps
we ask ourselves, who are the ones far? Yet it is us. The one who are near, they also are angels.
Ephesians 2:18.
Kubanga ku bwoyo ffeffe embi tulina okusembera kwaffe eri kitaffe mu mwoyo omu.
Omwoyo alina sigala ngo.
The spirit has remained one.
Kale bwe mutyo temukyali bannaggwanga n'abayise, naye muli ba kika kimu n'abatukuvu, era ba mu nnyumba ya Katonda.
Tuli baana ba mu nnyumba ya Katonda.
We are children of the house of God.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Ura password
by the one password,
eita ku mlango
gwe, which passes the door of heaven, righteousness, salvation.
Tuli ba mu nnyumba bona
abantu. Of God is household with the saints.
Ubora batugambya mu Ephesians sura
ne yoku. Told in Ephesians.
Olunyo lwo sura ya kubiro nyo lwo mukaka.
Ephesians 2:6.
Ntutudde mu bitunde
byo. That we seated in heaven realms. After we believed, and we are cleansed, and we kept righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But as I wind up on that, the creations themselves,
in
the password of righteousness and salvation, and they are just waiting for us. They are just waiting for salvation to be saved in us. They are already within that password. They are just awaiting as they serve us after they enter the glory of the children of God, the children of God, the house of God. Let's last read that concerning the password of the door of heaven. Romans 8:18.
Kubanga ngera ng'okubonaabona kw'omubiro bya kaakati nga tekutuuka okwenkanyankanyizibwa n'ekitiibwa ekigenda okutubikkulirwa ffe. Kubanga okutunuulira ennyo okw'ebitonde kulindirira okubikkulirwa kw'abaana ba Katonda.
Kibi ebitonde bigamba ekintu
kimuwagala
bali abaawulibwa abaana ba Katonda.
The children of God who are led by the Spirit of the Lord,
and
they can separate you that you are a child of God. Creations are waiting for the revelation of the children of God. They know Romans 8:14. They were led by God's Spirit. They are the children of God. As they see what you do, this is not the Spirit of the Lord. This child has no seal of the Holy Spirit. And not these ones. This is still lost. That's why most of the creation look at our foreheads. Even if it's a hen, it looks in your forehead. Even if it's any animal, it wants to see in your forehead. How can you have no seal of God? Sometimes it's a dog and it's sitting there, it's looking at your forehead. Look at this one. Maybe you think it doesn't understand. You are still lost. It's not revealed, this child of God. They are just waiting. But they have no problem, they are servants. God tell them to humble, and he made them like that. To serve us and we eat still. Fish is there, chicken is there, goat and the rest. They are both, they keep it as they feed us. After they go back home. And others come like that. Romans 8 verse 20.
Kubanga ebitonde byateekebwa okufugibwa obutaliimu. Si lwa kwagala kwabyo wabula ku bwoyo yabifugisa mu kusuubira.
You have a hope.
Eranga yabufugisa
ye Mukama. And the one who put them under the Lord Jesus.
Weyayogera mu rubereberye.
Who spoke in Genesis.
Nabali wamu ne kitaffe.
Together with the Father.
N'omwoyo mutukufu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Nayogera nti tukola omuntu mu kifaananyi kyaffe.
Make man in our image.
Mu rubereberye sura esooka.
Genesis 1.
26-27. Tukola omuntu.
Let's make man in our image, in our likeness,
that they
rule over all creation. When the creation said it's fine, he is spoken. We too, we have heard. We accept that we have hope. What strengthens hope? If you read faith proper, they believed what? The word of God. When
you
read Hebrews 1, Hebrews 11 from verse 1. Faith is what holds what is hoped for. But faith, Romans explained proper. 10:17. It comes from hearing. And hearing the word of God.
John 1:14
says, the word closed flesh and appeared to us.
These ones were in faith.
They believed the word. Jesus, you are the Lord.
As you are rejected
him, Jesus has the 7,000 worshipping him. They never bowed to the devil. And their actions which were put upon them, they preached the gospel according to Romans. Romans 10. The gospel of creations has reached everywhere. The actions they do, whether it's of madness, a dog to steal, what is that? And it says, you are thieves. Whatever they do, they intend it. And you may call it a thief, yet you are the thief. You steal the offerings, you steal the neighbors and other people. You don't see yours, but you see it, what it has done.
A pig
begins to get in the mud when you
wash it.
You think Jesus washed you with the blood, but you continuing it. You roll yourself back in the dust and the mud. And you argue and you roll in the mud. And you look at the pig, you say, look at this pig. And it shows you clear. And it rolls every side. Make you so dirty without remaining any clean on you. You take the goat to feed and it falls down, it lies down. And you too, God just drags you to go on. You don't want the word.
Christ
when the Father doesn't draw, you can never come to me. Sometimes you become goats. The goats say, you see it.
Now
You too, you are being drawn. They take you to feet. Life is yours. The word you're going to profit out of it, but you are to be dragged. And it begins to lie down. You first get a cane and you eat it. And it stands up and says, you they will first beat you. You know these creations, they in Numbers 22, the donkey told Balaam, ever since I've been serving you, have I ever done
this?
All along what he was doing, he was understanding it. Even it's not seeing you coming, and it prepares itself for you to sit on a donkey. You want to repent? Many things they do, the creation, but all their actions are full of the preaching. When it goes to this female and the other female and you claim it's committing adultery, yet it's telling us human beings, you are not stable, you are like that. For they have no law as per them. They are preaching the gospel. Let's proceed on.
Atulimba lumi esula ya munana.
Romans 8:21.
Nti era n'ebitonde byennyini nabyo biriweebwa eddembe okuva mu kufugibwa okuvunda okuyingira mu ddembe ly'ekitiibwa ky'abaana ba Katonda. Kubanga tumanyi ng'ebitonde byonna bisinda era birumirwamu okutuusa kaakano.
Biri mu kwegayira n'okwenenya.
They are interceding and repenting.
Embuzi ziri amangu ne zigenda mu kusaba.
They got it quick and they go into prayer.
Bisingana buno bwaggwako.
You find them that they are knees, they have ceased to have prayer and they are repenting. Lord, these your children are here. But if you can save them, and the hen begins to plot to wake you up in the night, you cut it that you are a night dancer, you hen. Yet that mentality is in your head. How comes when you speak in the night, you are not a night dancer? Now they have spoken the night, it is the time you rather cut it and eat it. If it's a night dancer, why do you eat it? Are you not going to get sick of night dancing? If you eat a night dancer, what comes next to you? Now, if you claim the hen has been a night dancer and you rather eat it, you want to eat chicken, brother.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. But the creation, the
password
of righteousness and salvation. Romans 8:23.
Era si ekyo kyokka, naye era naffe abalina ebibala ebibereberye eby'omwoyo, era naffe tusinda munda yaffe nga tulindirira okufuuka abaana, kwe kununulibwa kw'omubiri gwaffe.
What we wait is one thing. Our body from heaven to be restored us. By the time we unclothe this, and we have the one to go back to heaven. 2 Corinthians 5 speaks of it. When we are in this, we groan.
We
clothe the one from heaven. Lest when we are picked, we may not be found when we are naked. It's one of the main things needed on the door of heaven. You must have a body going to heaven. 1 Corinthians 15:50. Flesh and blood
does
inherit heaven.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. You must have a body from heaven, a body which is glorious. We get explained when inside the gospel of the kingdom of God, righteousness.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
That
is what is on brief
password
on the password of the door of heaven. But on that door of heaven, there comes powers of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord in His fullness. This we're going to pass through Him brief and quick. The Spirit of the Lord, the seven spirits, the seven eyes of God on the door of heaven, to come to see within the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
mukubikurura esura eno eyokutaano.
Spoken of in Revelations 5.
Olunyi n'olwomukaaga.
Verse 6.
Katusooke tusomewo ko tulabe.
Let's first read there and we see.
Gajira ddala ku mulyango gw'eggulu.
It comes right on the door of heaven.
Naye nga gavira ddala mu ggulu yakusatu.
But it comes from the third heaven.
Negakkirira.
And they get down.
Negalaba mu ggulu lyonna.
And they see within the entire heaven.
Kamera ya Mukama.
The camera of the Lord.
Itangaza.
It's
bagamba nti etangaza simanye mulisa mulisa.
I hear the camera of the Lord is watching over.
Kubikwatano mukaga.
Revelations 5:6.
Kubikule sura eyokutano olinyiriri olw'omukaaga. Lugamba bwe luti. Nendaba wakati w'entebe n'ebiramu ebina ne wakati w'abakadde omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa ng'alina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu. Gyemyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda egitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
Agituma mu nsi yonna.
Sends them in the entire world.
Naye nga emyoyo gino omusanvu.
But these seven spirits.
Egikola omuntu ku mbojo.
Which work the Holy Spirit in the full.
Nange ge maso ga Katonda
omusanvu. And there are the seven eyes of God.
Avira damu goli okusatu.
It comes from the third heaven.
Mumanyi ge.
In his powers.
Agamusoke.
Of the rainbow.
Obaje tulabanga kali azizabwe.
We see colors of rainbow.
Wali mu goli okusatu.
In the third heaven.
Ebanga zibanga emikululo gy'ennyanja.
There are like streams of water. And there are seven.
But
very big.
But never to say mukwe yoku.
When we reach the third heaven, we shall see that. Big boiling streams.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
But
when he sends them here. Revelations 4. From verse 1. Let us see.
Itakomo bwangu.
Kubikura esula eyokuna n'olunyiri olusooka.
Revelations 4 from verse 1.
Oluvanyuma lw'ebyo nendaba era laba olujja oluguddwawo mu ggulu n'eddoboozi linasooka okuwulira ng'eryakagombe nga lyogera nange nga lyogera nti linnya okutuuka wano nange nnaakulaga ebigwanira okubeerawo oluvanyuma lw'ebyo. Amangu ago nali mu mwoyo era laba entebe ey'obwakabaka yali ng'eteekeddwawo mu ggulu era nga waliwo eyali atudde ku ntebe naye eyali atudde yali afaanana ng'ejjinja erya yasepi n'erya sadiyo okulabika era nga waliwo ne musoke okwetoolola entebe yali afaanana nga zumaliidi okulabika.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Ku ntebe ya Katonda mu ggulu eyokusatu.
The throne of God in the third heaven.
Etujja okulamba Kolise
ekyokubiri. Second Corinthians.
Esura ey'ekkumi n'ebiri.
Chapter 12.
N'olusooka pakulu.
Verse 1 to 5.
Amaanyi gano ag'omu mutukuvu.
These powers of rainbow.
Ag'emyoyo omusanvu egya
Katonda. Of the seven spirits of the Lord.
Gasinziira mu ggulu eyokusatu.
They based from the third heaven.
N'akka mu ggulu eyokubiri.
And it comes the second heaven.
Mu magaali ag'ebiramu ebina.
In the wheels of the four living creatures.
Okusinziira ku Ezekiel.
According to Ezekiel.
Esura esooka onyula 19.
Chapter 1 verse 19.
Paka 2 mu 2.
And to 22.
N'amala n'akka mu bakerubi bano.
And it gets down to the cherubim.
Abaana ab'amafuta.
The sons of the anointing.
N'avaayo mu bikondo by'ettaano omusanvu.
And he appears through the seven lampstands.
Kaakati wano.
Now down here.
Asindikibwa ku mulyango gw'eggulu.
He's sent on the door of heaven.
Ng'ali mu kala ya rainbow.
And in the color of the rainbow.
As
he appears in the third heaven.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. In those eyes are within here to spy and see out. And they put within these lightings, which are in different colors in the space.
Where are these powers coming from?
Powers in the space. And they have gathered themselves. And it is big like this, like a piece. Different colors within it. It is always the Holy Spirit who sends powers and he makes things like clouds in the kingdom of the stars and they are like powers which wire star to star and
if
they find stars and as if they
are
in lines and there are smaller things appearing like joining them yet they are powers of the Holy Spirit. The Lord made them a manifest even though they were there from the beginning when he was creating heaven and earth, but he decided to show them to us as his flag or his totem unto all nations. In Genesis
9,
the power of the Holy Spirit, the seven eyes of God, and their powers appear in the colors of the rainbow.
Tubereberye essuula ya mwenda.
Genesis chapter 9.
Atuyite mu bwangu tulabe olunyiriri luno olw'omunaana.
Lubereberye essuula ya mwenda n'olunyiriri lwa munaana.
Genesis 9 from verse 8.
Lugamba, Katonda n'agamba Nuuwa, Katonda n'agamba Nuuwa n'abaana be wamu naye nti, nange laba nywezezza endagaano yange nammwe era n'ezzadde lyammwe erinaddangawo era na buli kiramu ekiri awamu nammwe, ennyonyi, ente na buli nsolo y'ensi awamu nammwe, byonna ebiva mu lyato, buli nsolo ey'ensi, nange nanywezanga endagaano yange nammwe. So ebirina omubiri byonna tebikyazikirizibwa nate mulundi gwakubiri n'amazzi ag'amataba. So tewakyabaawo mataba nate mulundi gwakubiri okuzikiriza ensi. Katonda n'ayogera nti, kano ke kabonero ak'endagaano gye ndagaana nze nammwe na buli kitonde ekiramu ekiri nammwe okutuusa emirembe egitaliggwaawo. Nteeka musoke wange ku kire era anaabanga kabonero ak'endagaano gye ndagaanye n'ensi. Kale olunaatuukanga bwe nnaaleetanga ekire ku nsi, musoke anaalabikanga ku kire, nange najjukiranga endagaano yange gye ndagaanye nze na buli kitonde kiramu ekirina omubiri kyonna.
Yesu yebazibwe. Kala zino ezamusoke zitulo okulaba.
These colors of the rainbow usually see.
Maanyi ag'omwoyo omutukuvu.
They are powers of the Holy Spirit.
Agalaga amaaso ga Katonda omusanvu.
Which show the seven eyes of God.
Agimye omusanvu egya
Katonda. And the seven spirits of the Lord.
Ekitumba mu nsi yonna.
Which ascend in the entire world.
Tewaliwo ogenda.
There is nowhere you go.
Kale nga teriwo.
And this color is not there.
Kati bweri mu kiro.
Even now it's here in the night.
Era wofuna wali light yo.
And when you get where there is good light. You see the rainbow join with the rays of the light. And it's joined on the waters.
On the
even when you get water and blow it like this, it's all over. Even when you go and get down, you can get down there. And this one, the one who determines what concerns food on this world. For in the ground there is no color. You dig there in the ground, you get colors there. The one who knows how he makes food for us, the Holy Spirit himself, passing those powers, we call it the rainbow, or the rainbow. You think he has come to just drink? We started of what he does. When he appears on the waters, he's come to gather voices of different people and images.
And
all their actions, and he takes them at the covenant box in the Jerusalem city. For what they will accuse you, everything you'll fight it concerning you, will find it.
If,
what will be in your spirit will be connected to what they have up. For they are put on the lake of fire. On the day of judgment, you will find them. Praise Jesus.
That's
when you repent and you rub and you eat, they are removed. They are cancelled there and here. For even here, you can no more. But the truth is this, the Holy Spirit gets out of the door of heaven in the colors of rainbows. You see him in the sun up and he surrounded it. Even on the moon, he is on it. Even in the stars all over. That's why the scientists say the pieces of powers in the space where they come from, they find these portions of powers in the space. These shining things, which are like rocks but full of powers in the space. Praise Jesus. The Holy Spirit brings out those powers. When he passes through the powers of the rainbow, praise Jesus. Everywhere you see him when he's come much, it's not that he's come to drink water on earth. It means they are scanning whatever we are doing here. Even though now he sees them, for this is a spirit filling everywhere. No one can run from the Spirit of the Lord.
But
when he comes out like this,
he's
canister people and they draw them close
to the third heaven.
Now God sees you from near. Even to point on you, he can. They have drawn you closer. Like you get the lens and you zoom something closer to yourself. That is what happens. Praise Jesus. But this spirit, in those colors, it's where you're covered in glass. You cannot run from him. In the entire heavens is there.
And
as we wind up the rim below, in the last created heaven, the fourth heaven, where we find the stars, the sun, the moon, the hell and the 10 planets, where the habitable earth also is. The Spirit of the Lord, whom we've seen from the door of heaven, changes that gate every color he wants from the door of heaven. And you find it when it is shining and glittering. For every time it changes its color by these seven colors of the rainbow, he can get many numerous colors as he wants. He mixes the colors and gets the color of the door of heaven. And the ones who determine colors of all plants which have everything bound, for the spirit is all over, but people don't see him. That is why he says that is in your midst. We're asking when the kingdom will come, and he said it's there in your midst. Praise Jesus. Let's first read Psalms, last read Psalms, Psalms 139. We see verse 12. Let's begin from verse 6.
Zaburi ya chikumi asatu mwenda noru nyiriri lwa mukaga. Okumanya okulinganga
oku.
Zaburi ya chikumi asatu mwenda noru nyiriri olisoka.
Psalms 139 verse 1.
Ayi mukama, wanonyanze wamanya. Omanyi bwentuula era bwengolokoka.
Bino byonna Mukama abimanyi.
All this the Lord knows them.
Naita moyo no gwele kugambi.
The spirit I tell you.
Tiwonna wali.
That is all over.
Bobo tukakumulyongwe ku.
It comes from the door of heaven.
Nabuna guru ko na.
It spreads on the dark heavens.
Nasindika amanyi.
And it sends powers.
Bwaka bakabwe munye.
The kingdom of the stars.
Nadamu na agasindika.
And it sends them again.
Nega yingira munsi.
And they enter our planet.
Tudamu kugara bakonga. Colors ezamu
soka. As colors of the rainbows.
Yes, ye bazi.
Praise Jesus.
Wonna nabuna wu.
And it spreads everywhere.
Na no mtu bwabake na kweba.
If when someone is going to sleep, the Lord will see and watches over them. When they are going to awake, the Lord knows it. Everything they are going to do, God has seen them.
There
is no one step which God can never see on a person. Who is going to kill, God sees them. Everything you are going to do, he can still hinder you and block you.
Zaburi ya chikumi ya sato muende uro uko bili.
Psalms 139 verse 2.
Otege ero kulowoza kwange nga kuchali wala.
Nebo bato nakulowoza
kigambo kyo. You think of any word.
Owachabula ye myaka ngati
jjo. Years ahead.
Orowoze
chogendo lo. What you're going to think.
Yaso kachimanyo ya kulowoza bwa.
This one will think like this. For the spirit of counsel,
for
the season of time, is all full time working and is there. He calculates all people on earth what they are going to think.
And
God can block, but know this, God needs some people to do their sins that they will be counted on judgment. For even when he hears them, they remain with sin within their heart. I don't understand me.
Well.
He could even blow the devil and he put him aside. But others would have awoken with their sins. He left them that he may separate them. Even up to today. There's nothing he never sees. He sees from far. And the spirit is all over. The spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of power, spirit of knowledge, spirit of fear of God, and the spirit of the Lord. He's all over. He can work in all. Praise Jesus.
Psalms
139:3.
N'okwebaka kwange era omanyi amagenda gange gonna kubanga simuli kigambo mu lulimi lwange
n'ebyogenda okwogera
byonnaagamba
oyo mumwaka
bwegulaja kuba ayogera bwatnekuli
agenda
kubaayogeraomwoyo
oli asiba
atubala. That's why people never see him. But he's all over.
Psalms 139:4. Onzingizizza mu maaso n'ennyuma. Era ontaddeko omukono gwo. Okumanya okulinganga okwo kwa kitalo.
When
he gets to the door of heaven out, he spreads the entire heaven and he enters the stars and he enters planet Earth.
And
in everything, he surrounded it.
Psalms 139:6. Siinza kukutuukako n'agenda wa okuva eri omwoyo gwo.
Omwoyo mutukuvu n'amutuka.
The Holy Spirit, when, how can you run from him? It's impossible.
Era kyovuola.
And that's why you see.
Mutukuvu ng'akulembeddemu
olugendo lwe. The Holy Spirit leading this journey.
Buli kantu konna yali asobola okakukuulira.
He could tell it to you.
Ebulo nanga bweruli
obugazi. The entire heaven, how big it is.
Everything
will move you around and you see all the stars, all the moon and the sun, the hell, our planet where we are, the other nine planets. For he gets from heaven and he engulfs the entire heaven and enters in the first, enters in the planets.
Now
we see him here in the colors of rainbow. He is all over at any time. That's why he said, where we I run from your spirit. And the Holy Spirit, he was chief in gathering this Bible.
For
he's the one who knows all things where they are. Praise Jesus. That's why they say, look in the book of the Lord and read. For the Spirit of the Lord gathered them. Everything he knows where it is.
Psalms 139:7. The
Holy Spirit is right there. The Father is there. The Word is there. He's watching.
When I am over here, Mumagombe, Labanga Joli.
Where is he not? I tell you, slept on the entire heaven. After enters the kingdom of the stars, and even in hell is found there. He goes in planets. He goes in the seas and oceans. Even the Jezebel where they are, he remains seeing whatever they are planning. They are wasting time in what they are planning. Nothing to do. And we servants of the Lord on earth, let's hold so much on the Holy Spirit. Nothing they will do, when he's not told us, he knows everything. Men who serve with him like Elisha, he used to take secrets from those things and bring to them. These ones are planning this. And if we stand this time, we are going to see the works of the Lord which are good.
Amen. Zaburi ya 139 n'olunyirwa 9. Bwe natola ebiwawaatiro ebyenkya, n'entula mu bifo ebyennyanja ebiri ewala ennyo, newankubaddeyo omukono gwo gunannungamya.
Era mukono gwa Mukama gwe
twawuliddeko jjo. The Lord which we had yesterday. That is the Holy Spirit. He is there.
N'awali magomba abalanga
bakubakiwo. The ones in hell sees where they're being beaten.
He
visits some.
The
works of the Father and the Son to see whether they have been done
properly.
And he leads them here, adding more beatings here through the spirit of power. And stars and leads them. And the moon leads it. The sun leads it. He comes on planet, he leads the plants. You grow like this. You be green color.
We shall see that
when he started creation. He is the one who leads. Psalm 139:10.
No mukono go gwaddio gunankwata. Bwe ndyogera nti enzikiza teereme kumbikkako n'omusana ogunneetoolodde gunaaba ekiro newankubadde enzikiza teyeekisa eri ggwe
kati yeegali amaaso gano
omusanotosobola
n'ekiro
ewuwe tomubuliraewaliyoenzikiza
agalina amaanyi getulabira mu kale za rain
has the powers of the rain.
Tomubuulira mu olwazi.
You don't tell him that's a rock.
Amaaso gayita mu lwazi
mulimu. The ice pass through the rock.
Nalabanga olutaliwo.
And it says not nothing like a rock.
Aine amaaso gayitira dambisenge.
Yes, ice pass through all walls, all the rocks and all mountains.
Zaburi ya 139 n'olunyirirwa 12.
Psalm 139:12.
Era n'ekiro kyaka ng'omusana kubanga enzikiza n'omusana bifaanana w'oli.
Enzikiza n'omusana.
Darkness and light.
Kumi omusanvu abaana
babyesabya bimu.
Era fwaro fetu zibi
obudde. And it's as well night here.
Tugamba nti bwazi.
And we say it is night. But to him it is the night.
Era abali eyo musimanyi wekwese.
And they that they are hidden from the Lord. God will not see them in darkness. He's seeing them.
Buzanyo.
They're just joking. Praise
Amen.
Jesus. Now, about the Spirit of the Lord,
this
how comes from the door of heaven, that it may spread everywhere.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
Reaching on planet where we are. That is what is in the umbrella. Even in the rim below, which was last created in Genesis chapter 1. Verse 6 unto 8. We shall begin from there on the day of Sunday
to
see the rim below and the rim above. The rim above,
there is
the first created heaven where the Jerusalem city is of heaven. We shall see the second heaven, which was second in being created, where we find the four living creatures. We shall see the third heaven, which was third in being created. All this is in the realm above. For in the third heaven, that's where the garden of God is and the throne of God. Now tell your colleagues, on the day of Sunday,
we are going to
enter Jerusalem of heaven.
Mukama abawe nnyo mukisa.
God bless you.
Mwebale kujja.
Thank you for coming.
Katuwe yabeyiwe abayikusa basatu.
Let us give three questions.
Ayina ekibuuzo oyimirira ku bigere ebyo.
You, as you ask, you stand on your feet.
Abooluganda mukama yeebazibwe. Nze mbuuza nti nze bwe mba afulumya olusi wabweru ntera okulaba mu kusoko oyo ng'ali kuno ku ggulu. Aba azze kulaba. All
days he is seeing.
He is
called the eyes of God, which are sent in the entire world
to
see and to get updates up back. Even that you have it in your Proverbs. When you go, you have come back to, you have gone to see. And when you get back, that's why he went one day and he reported us. When we found us praying things we don't understand. In Isaiah 26:16.
He
said, I found them groaning, praying. But there's nothing like salvation they have brought. They're down there crying as if they're going to give birth. That is what he's come to do. He is the eyes of God. He has to see and calculate all things. And he gives feedbacks to the Lord that he can move on to be filled everywhere.
Praise Jesus.
Bible says that he never slumbers. In adding on the question of the brother,
is
every time seeing never slumbers. They are all creations of the Lord. And they are counted on the 7,000
results.
We shall see more in the second heaven of the creations. When we see the four living creatures, where all creations come from. Why others look like that? All that we shall see right from there. Let's see the other question.
Zimutume kyenjaka leero okweyongerako ku kyamama ono kyabuuzizza ku kyamusooka eno kubanga baatunyonyolanga ne batugamba nti Mukama we yakola n'abaana ba Isirayiri obutazzaamu ku lukomyawo mataba nate naye ate kati otunyonyodde awo ogambye nti mugiba myoyo gya Mukama mwoyo wa Mukama yaba ali ku nsi kintu ekyo kiri kitya batubuliranga bubi oba
nti Mukama yetaaga kuzza mataba kyamusooka yamugamba ki
because when he was bringing the floods, he first put the rainbow away. He told him, be aside in this work. According to Genesis 6, my spirit will not contend with people
always.
But when he was advocated, he restored him in a sign
of
the rainbow which we see. The powers of the rainbow. They are in seven colors. And there are seven eyes of God. And the one he brought back is one that sits all the time. Never to be floods. For we hear him in Romans 8. And he intercedes for the saints.
So could have been
now he's appearing. Anytime he sees a serious cloud covering, he comes back to tell God that this is your people.
How
must for your promise like this? And that. He is the one who reminds the Lord. No one can pray to the Lord for you. There when you look at the Arabs, it's rather for God to strike them with floods that he takes them out. But the Spirit says no. Lord, you promise. There are things leaves and it passes like the tsunamis to remind us simple things that don't joke with the man. Me, when I stand, he stops the floods. When I will go, he will strike you. He is the one there. But no, that if the floods of the water they made a covenant to happen again, by the end of the world, there will be floods of fire. That was promised
in 2
Peter 3, from verse 10 to down. The world will be wiped away by fire and melting. And when we put Isaiah 59,
say
it will not be a fire to be heated on,
or
to sit besides. It will be of burning. The floods of water they were stopped, but the ones of fire they were not stopped.
And he said that
out of the world will flow streams of fire. That one, God is wise. If he says
it's
not going to bring the other, he brings the other. Now that is it. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.